Last night, right at the end of the meeting, Brian asked us to think about sending two alternatives, like the CREMO plan plus another plan, and I just was kind of wondering what people thought about that.
That's what we're doing, Brian. We're working up a scheme that shows Hugh's stuff, which is a modified CREMO plan, and then we're working up all the other plans as well.
I think that's probably.
Ultimately, we're probably.
We'll kind of wait to see how.
In fact, we're doing it.
How it looks, but I think that's probably what we're trying to move toward. And, you know, we may break away from that, but right now it seems like that's the kind of thing we're trying to do.
We gave everybody a copy of an invitation to all the members of this group to attend a meeting of Oil and Gas Policy Council on September 7th. I just want to flag to you that's what that is. All the details about when and where.
We also have something here from Roger CREMO to go over as part of Hugh's plan, and Brian also has a modified CREMO plan. And Roger and the because of the time, I wonder if can we discuss, use this as your background paper, but we'll discuss it as part of the discussion into the modified CREMO plan for the next time. Is that all right with you? All right. We also have the hearing coming up, and I think we'll be getting out a longer memo to everybody to invite them to come to the hearings, and maybe with a list of people that we know who's going to be, you know, people are starting to sign up, or if we need to invite people to sign up. If there's people you would like to invite, if you would let Brian know that and Melissa, so we can start to get those hearings focused.
And on the back of the schedule for the next series of meetings is the Common Ground invitation for the 23rd.
And Common Ground intends to hand us, at that meeting, they intend to come up with a proposal, and they intend to give us that proposal. And in fact, they moved their meeting date 2 weeks prior to when we finished so they could do that. So they've gone to some trouble to be accommodated, you know, so they can participate in this process.
I arranged with the Kenai Chamber to do a presentation on September 30th. I talked to Hugh earlier about doing a joint presentation. I'm not going to be in town on the 13th. I also have Nikiski scheduled on the 14th. But the Kenai one is more important, and the people from Nikiski could come in to the Kenai one. Also, Soldatna Chamber could also come in. I think it's important that someone do a presentation down there. I've set it up, but I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C.
The Eagle River Chamber of Commerce called looking to get a list of those in our speakers bureau the other day, and I told them I would discuss it with the commission.
Well, I've done it a couple of times, so I'm willing to do it, but I sure would like not to do all of them.
Not very good speaker.
Oh, I think you are. I think we'll see that that's covered.
Like you.
Melissa, can you see that that's covered? Then that we've got people.
So do I see any hands going shooting up here?
Well, I said I would do it.
Eagle River.
Mike volunteered.
When?
The 20th.
The 20th. I will be back on the 20th, and I'd be happy to do.
Okay. Lunch? You'll be back by lunchtime?
Yes. I'll be back on the... We have a meeting on the 14th and 15th.
And I can do the 13th. I can do this.
I'll be back to that meeting anyway.
Good. Goodbye.
You leaving?
We're finished.
Is the whole group finished?
All these fish, just about.
Okay. What's the solution?
What do they underline?
That's just... Sort of an internal.
We assigned it to a subcommittee of Brian and Bob.
We went through all of the taxes and fees where we defined where there was consensus, and so all of the models from now on are going to include the same things for those where we have agreement.
Okay.
And then.
What are the ones that we have consensus on?
Brad has the full
list there. Maybe we can make a copy for you.
Great.
Many lists.
Okay.
So, Mike, I'm putting you down for the Kenai Chamber.
Yes, Mike.
To go with Judy.
One other thing I had on my agenda for today was just to let people know that I have a sense we may need to call a meeting between the 15th and the 30th. What I want to do on that would be do a combined video-audio conference. We do it and try to do it evening or something like that. I just think to get through editing a document, and we should have a draft of something for the next meeting and work through all our scenarios, and to hear what I expect will be a lot more public testimony on the 15th and the 30th, we don't have many hours left to do this deal.
I would like to recommend that we put the thing that Commissioner Condon had in there, too, about why the gap, why we haven't crashed, like the early report said, just because of those oil settlements. See, I think that I have heard that over and over and over again.
Yes, me too.
And so I think that would be great to put in there about why. Is this another work call?
And Brad is going to check on that. Scott mentioned that he thought it was 400 at the end of the day. And Brad's going to check on that and get it to yours.
He wants that in the final report.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything else that people want to deal with before we adjourn today?
We adjourn.
This was really
second.
We're adjourned. We made it just in time.
Yeah, I was thinking, we're getting back.
copy. Okay, thank you. certainly.
Just, I guess, to meet here the other day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John. There's no other.